The influenza outbreak in Michigan appears to have dissipated as swiftly as it emerged. During the week of December 19, Corwell Health West, formerly known as Spectrum Health, received 1,213 positive flu tests. The system reported 150 such tests last week. In just a few weeks, the number of hospitalized flu patients decreased from 143 to 41. The hospital's chief medical officer, Dr. Josh Kuistra, stated, "Every flu season is a little bit different, and this year there was an exponential increase in influenza positive testing and hospitalizations. Fortunately, there has also been a remarkable exponential drop." On Friday, January 20, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released its weekly update on the flu season. Based on data collected through Saturday, January 14, Michigan has the lowest level of influenza-like illness activity on a 13-level scale. 19 other states reported minimum amounts, while 17 reported low and 8 reported moderate levels. 4 states, including California, New Mexico, North Dakota, and Texas, experienced high influenza activity, but none had extremely high levels. Prior to 4 weeks, 25 states had extremely high levels of influenza, while 19 states, including Michigan, had high levels. On Friday, January 20, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released its weekly update on the flu season. Based on data collected through Saturday, January 14, Michigan has the lowest level of influenza-like illness activity on a 13-level scale. 19 other states reported minimum amounts, while 17 reported low and 8 reported moderate levels. 4 states, including California, New Mexico, North Dakota, and Texas, experienced high influenza activity, but none had extremely high levels. Prior to 4 weeks, 25 states had extremely high levels of influenza, while 19 states, including Michigan, had high levels. Kuistra said that hospital cases of respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, continue to fall, but COVID-19 cases remain stable. As of Friday, there were approximately 70 to 80 COVID-positive individuals hospitalized throughout Corwell Health, and approximately 40% of them were admitted for reasons other than their coronavirus infection. Kuistra stated that despite the decline in seasonal illness, hospitals remain tremendously busy.